On the edge of Lake Superior, a giant, spectacular ice sculpture came tumbling down last week. It was part of a public art project commissioned by the city of Superior, Wisconsin. Natalie Jablonski of member station WXPR reports that the man behind the unusual sculpture is determined to make it rise again.
2 weeks ago, a ragged pillar of ice towered more than 60 feet above Barker's Island. You could see it from the road driving into Superior.
I think it's pretty impressive. At first, I thought it was just, frozen ice, nothing to it, but it's actually quite impressive.
On a brilliant January Saturday, Alia File and her three young sons were speculating on the sculpture's abstract shape.
Arsa, what do you think it looks like?
A dolphin tail.
You think it's a dolphin tail? I think it looks like a sails. It does. It looks like a boat coming in.
But those visions are gone now.
This is where we had fractures. You see that big lump is there, or that big cube, kind of?
Roger Hansen's baseball cleats grip the ice as he walks around what's left of his icy monolith. The sculpture, the size of a six-story building, has been replaced by a modest house-sized one. Hansen says after weeks of unusually warm weather, just as he was talking with a reporter at the sculpture, it collapsed.
He said, "Is that cracking, is that normal?" And I said, "What cracking?" I didn't hear it. He says, "Well, it's cracking. It's getting louder and louder." And I knew exactly what was going on. I knew that this thing was, that was it. That was the end.
It was gone in a matter of seconds. It was a very public demise. A line of cars packed Barker's Island that night with people wanting to see what had happened, and a video of the crash has drawn 50,000 views.
It's a bit of a risk, but, you know, Roger took a chance on Superior, Wisconsin, and Superior, Wisconsin took a chance on Roger.
That's Mary Morgan. She's director of Parks and Recreation for the city, which is paying Hansen to live on site and create the sculpture. With a light show planned this weekend, Hansen knows the pressure's on.
Why do I do this? Because I can. I've got all the technology knowledge to do this.
While you might be imagining Hansen chiseling a form out of a giant block of ice, his process is different. He's self-taught, and his tools are pipe fittings, hoses, and circuit boards. His sculpture is built from the ground up using a robotic sprayer mounted on a tower. It senses and responds to wind speed and direction.
That's the whole magic of this system, is to be able to put that water exactly where I need to put it.
The day after the crash, Hansen started rebuilding right on top of the wreckage of his fallen sculpture. He gets lots of encouragement from local fans, like Superior resident Bonnie Clark.
Well, we kind of thought it might be coming because we had such a warm streak in weather, and that's what happens to ice. When it gets warm, it melts. And it's been a great lesson for our grandson. He lives with us. He's 6 years old, and we've been teaching him never give up.
Hansen says he's disappointed, but chalks it up to a learning experience.
I live with failure on a daily basis. It's just a matter of putting your jacket on and going and fixing what you have to do and get this thing back on track.
And Roger Hansen is already planning ahead for how to make next year's sculpture bigger, better, and more stable. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.